Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Simone Intuitive Podcast, where we dive deep into spiritual wellness and intuitive development. I am your host, Simone, and I have worked as a professional psychic medium, Reiki master, and spiritual life coach for over 13 years. You can find me at www.simoneintuitive.com on my Etsy store, which is also called Simone Intuitive, Fiverr, Meet Your Psychic, Simone Intuitive, as on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. Hello and welcome. I hope you all are having a fantastic week. I am so excited to talk about this topic because it's probably my favorite topic right now. And one thing that I love about the spiritual community and kind of our social shift into focusing on spiritual matters more is this focus on divine feminine energy and being open to receiving all the blessings from the universe. And so that's really what I mean by feminine energy. So I mean feminine energy is accessible by everyone, by cisgendered men or cisgendered women or trans people. It's accessible by everyone. So it's not limited to just cisgendered heterosexual females. It's for anyone and everyone who would like to explore that aspect, because the reality is we do have a balance of masculine and feminine energies within us. We have that polarity, and it's a beautiful thing. And sometimes we lean, somewhere on the spectrum in one direction or the other. Situations in our lives can cause it to ebb and flow. So there has been a lot of focus on the divine feminine. And the reason for that is I think the divine feminine is set up for receiving those blessings from the universe. Whereas masculine energy is more about being proactive. Some might say aggressive, and I don't personally agree with that statement, but I do think it is more proactive, it's more action oriented. And feminine energy is about being open to the universe. So, how do we get to that point is the question. And we all have so much on our plates. We have a lot of situations that, quite frankly, require us to tap into masculine energy because we have to be proactive, we have to be in control, we have to move along, get things done. Like, that's kind of the nature. We live in a very, very busy world. So it can be difficult to take that step back, press pause, and focus on feminine energy because so much of our culture is centered around, the hustle and bustle of getting things done. And like I've said, it's fine to have those traits. You need that balance. Trust me, you need that balance. But I also think we owe it to ourselves and to have a fuller human experience and to just invite more energy from the universe to explore those polarities and explore that feminine energy. So here are some tips on healing your feminine energy. And I say healing because there has been so much that people go through that can cause harm to the feminine energy, because feminine energy is supposed to be very soft, receiving. And it's hard when you simply cannot be that way because your environment or the people around you don't allow for it. So it takes some unpacking and it takes some relearning and it takes some trial and error to figure out how to get to that point. And so I hope you find these tips helpful if you find yourself drawn to feminine energy, but recognize that you haven't always been able to tap into it. So, how do you tap into it? So, hopefully, you find these tips helpful. Number one, therapy. And I know this can be a little funny coming from someone like me who is a psychic medium. I read people, I read their energy, and I do view that as a healing modality in many ways. But we also have to think about more tangible healing modalities and what is a very well-studied healing modality, and that's therapy, absolutely. So I'm happy that we're in a society that shifts more, is shifting more into awareness about mental health and the value of maintaining mental health and wellness. And I think partnering with a mental health therapist, counselor helps you process trauma, helps you process wounds, and it helps you develop strategies to navigate those traumas. And I get it if you're kind of like, oh, that's not for me, because that definitely was me. I had a bad therapy experience once, and I was like, you know, I just don't think this is for me. But years later, fast forward, my father passed away, and it led to a lot of high stress situations, a lot of grief. And I connected with a therapist, and it's been so enlightening, and it's been so helpful for navigating those wounds. My father and I had a very, very complex relationship, very complex. And it helped me navigate those wounds, and it helped me learn how to let go of so much that I had been holding inside my heart, and to create space for the universe to provide those blessings. So I would say, if you're considering healing wounded feminine energy, therapy. 100%. The first line of business is therapy. And I have so many conversations around the accessibility of therapy, especially in the United States where I am. Yes, there's a lot to be unpacked there, but if you're able and it's accessible, therapy is the number one start. Number two, self-care. And I mean like bodily self-care. Getting your hair done, getting your nails done. If you're identify as a male person, getting your beard trimmed, you know, anything. It can be any form of self-care, because I think that helps you connect to your body, and it helps you be more confident inside your body and who you are. And I think that's a way to tap into your feminine energy for sure. I know that when I get my nails done or my hair done, you know, I'm kind of a high maintenance girl. I really am. I own that. If you're into astrology, I'm a Libra rising. So that tells you everything you need to know. I love spa days, you know. And that's something I invest in. And there is a conversation where people share, you know what, I'm going to save money, you know, I'm going to save money for this purpose. And I think that's great. But there's another reality of, why don't you just invest in yourself? There's no price point on having that confident in your body feeling and confidence in the way you look. There's no price point on that. So always, if you can and you're able and willing, save some money to invest in yourself. And it can be something really small, like a pedicure once a month, or, you know, whatever that looks like for you. For me, like I said, I'm a high maintenance Libra rising. My self-care routine is very extensive. And I own that because it helps me feel connected deeper to myself, right? So whatever it looks like for you, chase that and be committed to it, because it will make you feel more connected to yourself, your body, and your feminine energy. Number three, take care of your relationships and your boundaries. And I mean all relationships, family, platonic, romantic. Use discernment of who is in your life, and do they drain you? Do they make you feel like you have to be in your masculine energy, or that you have to walk on eggshells, or you're constantly feeling fear and anxiety? You got to let that go. That's not healthy for you. It's not healthy for your body. And it doesn't help you in the long term with being open for manifestation and letting the universe provide for you. So I do a lot of readings. And obviously, one of the things in our human experience that we seek the most is, you know, a romantic partner. And a lot of times people get readings because they feel a degree of anxiety with a romantic partner. And this is all on a spectrum. You know, we all have some anxiety in our relationships. It happens. But if you're feeling anxious all the time, and, you know, just not sure what's going to happen, you just feel scared, then that's not the relationship for you. You don't deserve that. You deserve more. You deserve someone who doesn't give you anxiety, or very minimal, kind of normal levels of relationship anxiety. You don't deserve to feel anxious every day in your relationship. And so taking care of that with boundaries. And if that person causes you anxiety, this could be a whole nother podcast topic, but you have to search within yourself, where is this anxiety coming from? Is this person really doing an action that makes me anxious? Is this an insecurity on my part? Figure out your why. Why do you feel anxious? And then what is potentially a boundary you can put in place? Because if you circle to, I think I'm just feeling insecure, that's okay to articulate to your partner. You can say, I feel this way. What do you think? Always ask your partner, what do they think will help you kind of engage in that conversation where it doesn't feel accusatory or doesn't feel like you're scolding anybody. But if you circle to, this person causes me a lot of anxiety and it really is something that they do. Again, communicate that, share how it makes you feel, and ask them what they think about that. Because they may not know that they're causing you anxiety and they may change their behavior. But then if they don't change their behavior, then we need to delete, block, and get rid of that person, like full stop. Because you don't need to spend your energy having anxiety over a romantic partner. And the same can be said for friends. The same can be said for family. Boundaries are it. They really are. I love boundaries, and I know they're getting talked about more and more, and I love that because I really think they're helping everyone heal on a strong collective level as well as an individual level. So make sure you're taking care of your boundaries and your relationships and using that discernment and digging deep into yourself. And I think that's a strong part of feminine energy as well, is doing soul searching and figuring out your why. Number four, allow yourself to feel your emotions. I think in our society, it's kind of go, go, go. You don't have time to feel. You have to go to work. You have to do this. You have to get that done. You don't have a lot of time to just sit with yourself and feel. And I think that's one of the strongest parts of feminine energy is just feeling. It could be intuition. Maybe it's not intuition. It's just spending time with your emotions, and that can be difficult. So I would encourage you to say, if you're feeling a certain way, don't say, I can't deal with that now. I'll think about that later. Give yourself some time. Give yourself some space. Give yourself that gift of feeling that emotion in that time and just sit with it. How does it feel in your body to feel that emotion? And I find doing this practice makes me feel far more empowered and in control. Even though that's not the intent and goal of feminine energy per se, I totally own that I am a high anxiety person. And doing that practice of, I'm going to let myself feel this emotion. I'm going to let myself feel it really deeply in my body. And I'm just going to explore it. What does it mean? Like, what is it telling me? Is it telling me something about my health, or is this kind of just a phase? Let your emotions speak to you and allow yourself to feel them and engage with them. And I think that's such a huge part of feminine energy, is being connected so deeply to yourself and your emotions. And as you continue this practice, it becomes more second nature. And it's been honestly one of my favorite practices. Y'all know I'm big at meditating. I still meditate regularly, love it. But this feeling emotions has become more of a daily practice for me and kind of like throughout the day, right? So it's been my new favorite lately, basically. Number five, allow yourself to play. And this is so hard because when you're an adult, how do you play? So for me, it's like just making sure that you're being mindful about joy in your life and laughing and having playful energy. So, one way I've been doing that is this is kind of random, but the Barbie movie is coming out in July. in the United States, hopefully all over the world. And I loved Barbies as a young girl. Like that was, I was not into baby dolls. I was not really into Polly Pocket, although I had them. I was a Barbie girl through and through. And so lately I've just been, on Instagram watching reels of old Barbies. Like everyone's just bringing out all their Barbie content right now and all their Barbie doll collections. And I'm like watching it 'cause I'm like, wow, this makes me feel like playful. This makes me feel that sense of playfulness. And so that's kind of like what I've been doing the last couple weeks. But other ways I've done it is definitely, being flirtatious with dating and things like that, and just keeping that playful energy going. That's one way I've always done it. I also find myself being playful with like movement, dancing, and things like that. So I think it's important to incorporate that. It may feel a little silly and awkward at first, and it really does. There's no doubt about that. But I also feel like it's important to tap into that energy, that playfulness, that carefree energy, because that just really signals to the universe that this person, is surging forward with their manifestation. And, you'll be richly rewarded for kind of engaging in that steady, playful energy in partnership with that feminine energy. Number six, this one's maybe another favorite. These are all my favorite. I'm really into feminine energy right now, y'all. Romanticize your life. And for me, that's always been easy. Like I shared, I'm a Libra rising. I'm also a Taurus moon. So my chart is very heavily Venus dominant. And so I love romanticizing anything and everything I can. And so that's been a natural gift of mine. But I was thinking through, okay, what if you're a person who you're like, what does romanticize my life even mean? Like, how do I even do that? For me, it's kind of about ambiance. And I think your physical surroundings can be romanticized in so many different ways. And so I'm a huge advocate for like a clutter-free lifestyle that may not sound romantic, but just trust me, clutter-free lifestyle will make you feel more productive, engage in your surroundings, a calmer sense of energy. And it'll make you feel productive, right? Like just yesterday, I have a bookcase and I'm a huge reader and it was overflowing with books. And it was, to be frank, getting really messy. And I just was like, you know what? They're all in there. They're fine. But yesterday, I was like, okay, Simone, you gotta like go through, organize this and like kind of put it together more. And so I reorganized the books and it looks so much cleaner, neater, nicer that like I can't help but every time I walk past my bookcase smiling. So that's a part of like romanticizing your life. And again, I know it sounds not romantic, but it does work. Another thing is creating that ambiance, soft lighting, candles, always buying fresh flowers for yourself. Or if fresh flowers aren't, something that's conducive to your budget at this stage in your life, you can invest in some quality fake flowers on Insta or not Instagram, but Amazon. So you can definitely do that. So there's ways to romanticize. And I think self-care is a huge way to romanticize your life. I mean, light a candle, take, your long shower where you wash your hair and exfoliate. Like that is pure romance right there. So for me, it's creating the ambiance. And as I'm talking about it, I think that might be a deeper topic to explore to kind of gather some more ideas together on romanticizing your life to elevate your feminine energy, because I really do enjoy talking about this topic. So thank you for listening and spending some of your time with me. I really appreciate it. And I am trying to post about once a month now, at least. So, along with my father passing away, some of you know that his estate wound up in litigation, and I have a separate podcast about that. It's been quite the situation, but luckily that seems to be winding down to some degree. So I'm so excited to kind of be more engaged, do more readings, do more healing work, do more podcasting. So I'm really grateful for y'all listening and spending some time with me, but I hope you all have a great weekend. Take care. Bye.